I'm just saying I'm a good-looking guy. That's all.
That's all I'm saying. She's gonna be here on March 2nd. Matt decided once we got off the phone, we got off air. Matt was like, "I think she thinks you're weird," and I was like, "Probably."
And I think Mark Zito, like I said, I think you're getting a coffee date and a kiss on the cheek.
Well, that's gonna be enjoyable.
You know what I was thinking?
Says
remember?
The king of coffee dates.
I still don't think we'll get to that in a second. I really still don't think there's anything wrong with going out on a coffee date. Just because you think that the first time...
I love coffee dates.
Have you ever gone out to on a coffee date with a man and kissed him, like, on the lips, and it was a first date?
No, but yeah. With friends.
Why in the world would you try to get a kiss necessarily on the first date?
What?
Why are you such a classy beast?
It doesn't have to be.
You just
right
made it sound like it was completely
date.
out of line to get a kiss
not,
on the first
why
date.
In the world?
It's not. Okay, maybe I didn't mean to sound like it was completely out
of line. How dare you try and put your lips on her lips?
It can certainly happen, but I don't think your main goal of the first date should be to get a kiss from her. What?
I just think, like, how much of a prude are you? Like, when do you propose you go for a kiss?
I don't know.
Lips on lips?
You have to...
How dare they? Like, what are you talking
Clearly,
about?
Clearly, I'm outnumbered here. So
apparently, the British are really...
You won't even
proof.
Kiss somebody on the first date.
What? No, I didn't say I wouldn't do it. I'm just saying that shouldn't be your number one goal.
What should be your number one goal?
To get to know her. If you're going
He's
on
a gentleman.
Date with her...
You are such a giant vagina, it hurts my head.
Okay, fine.
Okay? Oh, well, I just... Like, what? I do understand what you're saying, and you should... But, like, I feel like you should know the person before you go on a date with them. I don't know. Maybe? This is...
Okay, how often do you know the person when you go out on a date with them?
I know them
first
fairly
people...
well. Because then I see that I might like someone, and therefore I say... Let's go on a date.
Right, but you don't really know them. You know their name, and you might have had some small talk with them. Oh, you know, how are classes? Oh, I'm taking this and this and this.
Oh, you
want to
go to coffee with me? Oh, let's be friends on Facebook, right, Matthew?
You know, you don't know, you know, what makes them tick, what they're
I can't even imagine, though, how obscene it would be if I tried to kiss them.
That's not what I was saying. You took my words out of context and turned them to...
Took them right out of your mouth, which you would never use on a girl on a first date?
I just said it shouldn't be the first goal. I'm not saying it shouldn't happen.
Okay.
It's perfectly...
I understand.
I've kissed a girl on the first date before. I'm not saying I wouldn't do it.
I get that.
I kissed a girl and I liked it on the first date. I'm just saying it shouldn't necessarily be your number one goal. It's circumstantial.
Jared did not kiss me on our first date. I just remembered that.
See? See?
Actually, I'm trying to think of the girlfriends I've had recently. I did not kiss either one of them on the first date.
Yeah, so there you go.
But I would have liked to. I wanted to.
Well, no, we didn't kiss on a date. We kissed at a frat party.
We all want to.
Wow, that's you know what? That's the dream right there.
On somebody's desk.
Wow.
His best friend's desk, actually.
You were on somebody's desk the second date.
It wasn't a second date. It was like, whoa, we're at a frat party. Let's sit on this desk.
I do have to play If I Were a Girl, which I'm going to play in a couple minutes, but I want to get to this for a second. I'm not saying I'm going out like picking girls up and just, you know, forcing kisses on them. That's not what I'm doing.
No, and I wasn't saying that you shouldn't, you know, necessarily, you know...
I feel like you get to a certain age where...
Let's play This Kiss by Faith Hill.
I feel like you get to a certain age where it's like...
This
kiss. It's like you just kind of expected that you're going to kiss someone on a date.
I'm not saying it's completely and totally out of the question.
Are you heinous?
No.
Yes, you are heinous, Mark Zito. I'm not saying that it's completely out of the question that you end up kissing
on
the first
date. We're not talking specifically about the situation we just discussed before the song, because that's where... We're talking in general, but Matt brought this up to me off the air. He said, you're a loser.
I kissed my girlfriend Caroline, my ex-girlfriend now Caroline, on our first date. And that ended
Look how
up
that
being,
turned out.
Now she's my ex. It ended terribly.
It didn't end terribly.
Never kiss.
Well, Matt.
I'm saying it can happen, and I've done it before. I'm just saying it shouldn't necessarily be the first goal.
Well,
that's
Matthew,
all I'm saying.
Okay.
Let the man make his point.
Well, Matthew, if I'm only getting a coffee date and a kiss, what would be your advice? What should I do to rectify the situation? Oh, Casanova, Matt.
Oh, I don't really know what you should do. Necessarily.
Why are you in coffee date zone?
Because Matt decided that I was in coffee date zone. In coffee date zone, Starbucks is like the lobby to the friend zone.
Okay, first of all, if you're going to take someone out on
it's
a
like
real
a train
coffee
station.
Date, you should go to like an actual coffee
to
shop.
Friend.
Starbucks isn't an actual coffee shop?
No, like a, you
what
know.
The f- what? What
Starbucks
you-
is like,
Starbucks
let's just
is.
Be friends and never touch each other. That's what Starbucks says to me. All right,
no, but wait, Matt, what is an actual coffee shop?
I'm saying go to like, you know, a mom and pop place, a private place. Not a chain. So don't go to Dunkin' Donuts. So don't go to Starbucks. Go to somewhere, you know, somewhere nice. Somewhere where maybe they have live music or where they, you know, where they serve scones. Good scones.
Okay, but here's
like homemade scones.
Okay, what I'm saying is like I've never shared a latte with a girl and then kissed her ever. It's never happened.
I've never done that either.
That's though. Why that's
physically impossible.
That's why this is a stupid bad plan. And coffee dates suck. And so I'm offended that you would say I'm in coffee date zone. Even though you know what, I may be in coffee
date zone. I'm offended.
But I don't need that.
You need to get out of that zone and take her to Possibilities.
Oh, Possibilities. Screw that.
That's
first of all,
too much for a first date.
That's where we went on our first date.
What's wrong with you? That's where we went on our first date. I was having this
conversation with my dad while I was there.
Are you going to take her to McDonald's? Where are you going
to
go?
Listen to me, Matthew. Jared Schwartz walked into my dorm when I was a freshman in college, and he said, "We're going to dinner. I will pick you up tomorrow night at 7.
I love that move. That's my move.
That is exactly what he did.
If you give him an option, they can say no.
And I thought he was an obnoxious a-hole. But you know what I did?
I like this man.
I went to that dinner because I was so intrigued by a man who just storms in your room and tells you you're going out to dinner. And then I was like, wow, you're cool. Like,
free meal. I will give credit where credit is due.
That's a good move.
He did. That's my move.
He stole that from me.
You know what I want to try? Speaking of good moves, and you know, it was on How I Met Your Mother. I want to try the naked man.
I almost thought about trying the naked man the other night.
For those of you who don't know, should we explain the naked man?
I want to just finish up the possibilities thing. Why is that too much for a first date?
It was perfect.
Okay, I think for a first date, you cannot go to an Applebee's or a Friday's. You cannot. You need to go to
that
a
shows her that she's
restaurant.
Gonna get that kind of lifestyle from you.
And she should. I'm Mark Zito. Obviously, she should get. Only the good stuff.
Exactly. If you take her to an Applebee's, she's gonna see three kids in a minivan.
I'm not saying Applebee's is a good place.
Well, I just don't understand how possibilities is too much. I feel like maybe it's almost just some chocolate mousse
at the end is delicious.
Hey, like you gotta you know, put yourself out there. This is your shot. This is your 8 mile moment with this girl potentially. You get one chance. It worked.
I literally hated him. We're
not talking about me. We're talking about you.
No. We're talking about you. You said possibilities is too much for a first date.
I thought it might be a little bit.
What type of establishment are you thinking?
I don't know, like
coffee.
No, not a coffee shop. Maybe
the Dunk.
S Bugs.
Like, where was this a good? You know, somewhere that's casual but not casual. You know what I mean?
Can you try?
I feel like if I have to go. What's that?
Can somebody try the experiment that Jared's on me? Just do it. Just walk into a room.
I've done this with the girl. I said we're going out. I did this.
I'll pick you up tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. End of story. Then you just leave. He didn't give me a chance to say like I hate you because I did. He didn't give me a chance because he was an obnoxious a-hole. Mm-hmm. And you know what? That's the guy that girls fall for every time.
So what I'm saying is, I think we need to figure out a way.
So why doesn't Mark have a girlfriend?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
if the age-old question, that's what I'm thinking.
I'm thinking to myself here. You know, I've tried for all this time to be, you know,
a nice guy. We never like the nice guy.
But you say you do. I know you don't. Yeah. I know girls don't. But they say.
Want to know how many women have gone down on a nice guy? Zero.
They say that they like the nice guy, but they don't really want.
I used to be the coffee guy. That's why I can't be coffee.
I will tell
anymore.
You the key. My friend said this over Christmas break, and it is so true. She said we all want the a-hole that treats everyone else like an a-hole except for you.
This is like a stupid episode of Degrassi.
Single-handedly only treat that girl special.
That's like the quote. That's like the quote. Remember in the Facebook profile, not Facebook, in the AIM profiles, be like, I want to see when he's with this guy, he looks over and says, yeah, that's my girl. It's like some stupid quote
okay,
like that.
No,
like, he's
not
looking
supposed to be
at
like
me.
That.
You know what I'm talking about? I need to find this because I remember it. He's looking at me. I don't know. It was like some stupid. It was like when he's with this guy. I don't. Whatever. It's stupid. Basically, what I'm getting at is I never want to go on a coffee date again for the rest of my life. And I need to figure out how to never fall. I've actually become more of an a-hole, so I can't possibly be coffee guy anymore. It's maybe I'm a little depressed. Like high school me really hates me right now. But he also says, you know what, you right now, you're probably kissing girls. So I guess we'll call it even.